Tom Weber on NPR News. Finally, this hour, the Helpline. Minnesota's Department of Agriculture has set up a toll-free number staffed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for farmers and people who live in rural Minnesota. It's a helpline meant to address unique stresses and emotional situations and the resulting anxiety and depression that come from that. I'm joined now by Meg Moynihan, who works at the Department of Ag and is helping to coordinate this helpline effort. She is also a farmer herself. Meg, thanks so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Hello, Tom. It's great to be with you.
Your questions now about this helpline came out, I think, about a month or so ago, so maybe you've seen something about it. Give us a call, 1-800-242-2828. You can tweet me at WeberTom1, and don't call or text if you're driving. How did this come about, Meg?
Well, we have been hearing both from farmers and from people that work with farmers that stress levels really are increasing. And I think farmers are no strangers to stress. This is true in Minnesota. It's true across the country. And it's even true overseas. It's just a very stressful occupation. Some times of the year and some parts of the calendar are more stressful than others. And we wanted to be in a position to offer ongoing support to farmers and rural residents who may need it whenever they need it.
How is the stress in any way unique and thus worthy or necessary of its own hotline specifically for farmers and people in rural Minnesota?
I think that's an important question, and I don't want to present this as any kind of a pity party for farmers in particular, but I can tell you that farmers feel responsible for a tremendous amount. They're responsible to their families, to their animals, to their communities, to their forebears. You know, sometimes this is a farm that has been in the family for many generations, and they feel a great loyalty to that. And at the same time, it's an occupation where you have control over very little. Markets are uncertain. Weather is uncertain. Relationships are uncertain. Land rental prices are uncertain. And so you've got this juxtaposition of feeling like you are responsible and need to fix your own problems, and yet you have all of these different factors that you're juggling and sometimes have you by the tail.
I want to give the number for you to call if you have a question for Meg Moynihan right now on NPR News. That's 1-800-242-2828. But now I'm going to give out the number of the actual hotline, so don't get them mixed up or anything like that. But and I'll give this a few times and tweet it out. The new hotline is 833-600-2670. 833-600-2670. You know, Meg, I saw about a year or so ago, maybe 2 years ago, a wave of stories about what seemed to be a rash of suicides among farmers, and that was in the nation of India. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're familiar with that story, but I'm just wondering, is there an equivalent, an equivalence here in the U.S. or in Minnesota?
Suicide is a very serious, very dangerous thing. And it's also, in my experience anyway, very difficult to get information about because it is so private. I know of one very tragic high-profile farmer suicide in Minnesota. I know there are others. I don't know the details. But I sort of think of it as, you know, if your barn burns down or a tornado sweeps through, the entire community shows up the next day to help you put your life back together. If your spouse kills him or herself, there is a great deal of distancing and out of maybe an excess of respect and not wanting to embarrass somebody of perhaps not talking about it. I don't want to bring it up. I don't want to show up. I don't want to intrude. And maybe we feel that more than other places in the Midwest, but that just seems like a dichotomy. And when you need the love and support of your community, that sometimes they're afraid to give that to you.
What comes of the calls and what happens during the calls?
Well, the calls are staffed. This is not outsourced to India or any other country. These mm-hmm. calls are answered in Minnesota, not by a state agency. It is by an organization that we have an arrangement with. We contract with them, and they specialize in mental health support. And they answer, actually, crisis lines for a number of different organizations. Ours is a dedicated line, so if you call, the counselor knows that you are calling on the Farm and Rural Helpline, and you're probably calling from a farm or rural area, and so they know to be sensitive to those sorts of issues. And it's an opportunity for you to have a conversation with that person, answer questions, get some things off your chest, help clarify your thinking, It's not the kind of a line where you call and they just come up with another number for you. You know, it's not a pass the hot potato. But sometimes people call and it becomes clear to the counselor that perhaps they need to talk to an attorney or they're having a financial problem with a lender. And in those cases, they do have some resources that they can offer to you to say, you know, after our call here today, you may want to contact the Farm Advocate Services or, you know, even refer them to their family doctor.
I know there are privacy issues and confidentiality here, but in general, do you have a sense? I don't know how many calls you've gotten so far since the helpline went live, but is there a general sense of the kinds of things people are calling to talk about?
You know, we have not asked that. We did ask the service what the volume has been, and I know for October it was 14 calls, those 14 calls are very precious to us. I am anticipating that those calls are going to increase, number one, as we get the news of the hotline out and people start talking to each other about it, mm-hmm. and the word gets out that this is available. But we're also just coming off the adrenaline rush of harvest. And so sometimes when you're busy, you really don't have time to think about what might be nagging at your insides. So that may happen. We're approaching the holiday season, which for many people is a difficult time.
Yeah.
And we also have this seasonal thing in Minnesota where the sun goes away.
Right.
And that also affects people.
And again, just you note 14 calls in October. As I see it, it started in October. So that was your first month well, at least that's when the news release was sent out.
Right. That's when the news release came out. And we made the arrangements and things to relaunch it in August. And so then it began to roll out in late September or October. So
again, that number of that hotline, as I talked to Meg Moynihan from the Department of Ag, again, I'm giving the number now for the hotline, 833-600-2670. I'm going to tweet that out at WeberTom1 when I'm done with the show as well. And we're also taking your calls at a different number, 800-242-2828, including Al in Minneapolis. Hi, Al. Your thoughts here today. Are you there? No, I think I have a note.
Hello?
Hey, are you there? Go right ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Oh, my name's Allison.
Oh, sorry.
That
go ahead.
Just probably cut out. That's okay. So I, just to preface, I'm from a rural area,
mm-hmm.
and I really appreciate mental health services, so that's great. But with my experience in a rural area, going kind of back home, because I'm in the cities right now,
right.
I noticed that there's still a lot of stigma around mental health, and that a lot of times farmers will have kind of a self-made mentality where they can hunker down individually, get through it, and reaching out is kind of something that might not be that common. So are there going to be other campaigns along with this helpline to maybe change cultural norms in rural areas as along with farmer mindsets?
Allison, thanks so much for the call. Meg?
Boy, I think these are really important issues that Allison points out and a good question. One of the reasons we're providing this hotline as a telephone hotline is because it is anonymous and it's available 24 hours a day. So that when the mood strikes you, or perhaps you've been thinking about it for days and days, like, well, should I call? Shouldn't I call? What the heck? I'm going to try it. It's there. We also know that sometimes it's easier to talk to somebody that you don't know about an issue that's bothering you. I mean, you may have a terrific spouse, you may have a terrific clergy person in your life, but sometimes it's just something that you need to keep private for longer, and so we offer that. In addition, you know, Allison asked a question about what other elements of a campaign to reduce stigma. Another program we're offering is for advisors, for people that work with farmers who interact with them, you know, their bankers, their extension agents, their veterinarians, to help those people recognize symptoms of stress and be in a better position to talk to farmers about that and perhaps get them to the help that they need, whether that is the helpline or whether that's perhaps their family care doctor or a clergy person or even a mental health clinic if they're willing to go that far.
So give an example with that other training of what I guess would be the third parties. If the veterinarian shows up at the farm to look over the animals, what kinds of things would that vet see?
That's a great question. And in fact, my own vet is somebody who inspired the this project. I was farming pretty much by myself a couple of years ago, and I called the vet out one day, and we just happened to be talking next to his truck and about things. And I said, well, you know, Dan, how are other people doing? Because we were really struggling at that point for a whole bunch of reasons. And he said, you know, I go on to farm after farm, he said, and just that you can cut the tension with a knife, and you can just see in people's eyes that they're feeling desperate. So somebody who deals with a farmer on a regular basis can sense, are they their old self? Are they jolly? Are they exhausted? How does the farm look? How do the animals look? And maybe be able to ask some sensitive questions to say, hey, what's going on? Are you okay? Is there anything on your mind? You know, in a non-pushy manner, but, you know, somebody that they trust.
Do you think part of it, Meg, is that a lot of the farming work is done independently or solo, like you're out there in the field alone with your own thoughts?
I think a lot of it is solo. I think a lot of it, too, is that you live where you work on a farm. And frequently, your coworkers are also your family members.
Oh my goodness.
So you can't get away from your job.
Yeah.
And you can't get away from your coworkers. And you have to have, you know, all these expectations we have for ourselves. And sometimes things just build up and you're kind of at the end of your rope.
Final thought here. Where does this go from here? I mean, what commitment is there to keep this going? Are other states doing this? We have about a minute left here, Meg.
Several states do have similar programs, so we were happy to join that. Iowa has some. There are some on the East Coast. We are committed to continuing this so that it's available in good times and in bad whenever farmers need it. Our commissioner has been tremendously supportive. He farmed for 20 years himself, so he understands these issues intimately.
Yeah.
And in addition to the helpline and some of the trainings, we're just trying to get the word out and do what Allison mentioned is try to reduce that stigma and help people tell their own stories.
Meg, thanks so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Tom.
And one final note, that hotline number, 833-600-2670. This is NPR News.